You have your Bibles open to the book of Galatians. I'm going to share quickly. Brad always said I'd do better if I preach short. So I'm going to preach short this morning because we want to get all our veterans up here. They asked me if I would say a word. And I felt like I need to share something in regard to the veterans. And yet God continued to burden my heart about the thought of family. There are two truths about families this morning that I'm going to share with you that that I've found in this last couple of weeks as I've been studying Bible families. But in the book of Galatians, I want to read once again, we read this last week, Galatians chapter 5. You remember that last Sunday we talked about that Christianity ought to begin in the home. It ought to be real in the home. If you're a Christian, it ought to be exemplified in your home, husbands, wives, and children. That's where it ought to be lived out and then testified to in the world outside. So many times people have at home or at church, rather, they're one way, but at the house, they're different. And sometimes husbands will be very kind to other children, yet they're not very kind to their own children sometimes. And same way in family situations. To be saved means that it's going to give you a happy home. A home ought to be a place of refuge. It'll be a place of refreshing. It'll be a place where you can just meet God. It'll be a place of worship. And so with that said, every individual who's saved by the grace of God is to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Every person who's saved has the Spirit of God living inside of them. The Bible said that when you ask Christ to save you, the Spirit of God comes into your heart crying, Abba, Father. And if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. That means that if you're saved, the Spirit of God lives inside of you. But everybody's not full of the Holy Spirit of God. He said, be not drunk with wine and wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. That means to be controlled by the Spirit of God. And so at home, husbands ought to be controlled by the Spirit of God. Wives ought to be controlled by the Spirit of God. Children ought to be controlled by the Spirit of God. And our theme is greater families. And the way we have greater families is to have people dedicated to Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and live out the truth of the Word of God at home in that environment more than anywhere else. But now notice what it says about the fruit of the Holy Spirit of God in Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Those wonderful characteristics, the fruit of the Holy Spirit of God, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, all those things God's Holy Spirit produces in our heart. If that's true, in your home there ought to be love. If that's true, in your home there ought to be peace. If that's true, in your home there ought to be long-suffering. There ought to be gentleness. There ought to be goodness. There ought to be faith, meekness, and temperance, self-control. Throwing a tension tap, having just a knock down, drag out, all those things. Now, I do know that most people who live in this world have problems. That's going to be one of the truths I'm going to share with you just real briefly in a few minutes. But those characteristics ought to be real. Now, my thought this morning is in this same chapter as well. Notice it says that the fruit of the Spirit of God is love. Now, when you look back up in this same chapter to verse 13, for brethren, we have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Now, last week I said if you're full of the Holy Spirit of God at home, it will affect your speech. But if you're full of the Holy Spirit of God, it will affect your service. Now, here's the connection between our veterans. I really believe that God the Holy Spirit put in the hearts of men and women who serve our country, number one, a love for this country. I believe God put in their heart a love for their family. Now, they may not all know Christ. All of our veterans certainly don't know Christ. I wish that they did around this world. And that's true of every man and woman, every boy and girl. Every person needs to know Christ. But there is in the heart of our veterans a love for this country, a love for this flag, a love for their family, a love for freedom. And that love led them to do what this passage of Scripture says, by love serve one another. Their service, I believe, even though they didn't know Christ, God put in them a desire to serve and that was God's love. Just briefly this morning, I want to take the word family and share this with you. Notice it says here, by love serve one another. I got out my Webster's Dictionary, 1824 edition, the original Webster's Dictionary. And I looked at all the definitions of family. Family, in the biblical sense, their economy was a little different than ours because it includes all blood relations, that is, mom, dad, children, grandchildren, and also family connections, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, and the whole family, those who people, they were considered family. Guests in their homes were considered family, and servants were considered family. Everybody was a family. But as I went through and looked at the definitions of family, it has to do with that family unit that we think about, and it has to do with any type of group of people who are considered, who have the same interest, the same concern, same love. And so, therefore, when you talk about the military, they sometimes identify themselves as being a band of brothers. That's a family. Our veterans are a family. They identify with veterans around the world. They identify with veterans in other states, other branches of service. Veterans, they all have something. They are a family together. And then, of course, there you go on down through the different definitions. Has to do with groupings of certain species and so on, families. But what really got my attention is when I began to look at the etymology of the word, or the root of the word family. And every one of the definitions in your dictionaries, when you go through, it'll tell you where the word came from. And to my amazement, the word family, the root word of family, is servant. Servant. And he said, by love, serve one another. You know what happens in families? They're not willing to serve one another. A servant is somebody who is interested in the interest of others. They are there. Christ said, I did not come to be ministered unto. The word minister means to serve. He said, I did not come to be served. I came to serve, to minister, and give my life. And to have a great family, there must be a servant's heart in that home. It must be in the daddy. It must be in the wife. It must be in the children to serve. And for our military personnel, men and women around the world, there is that idea of service. I have congratulated and thanked veterans all year round when I see them. If I see them, they have on a shirt or a hat. I always thank them for their service. And invariably, they'll either say thank you, or a lot of the younger guys said, no problem, no problem. I thank the Lord for their heart to serve. And in a family, what happens is we lose that heart of wanting to be a blessing to the family. The wife decides she's wasted her youth. All she's done is take care of her husband, take care of her children, and somehow or another she begins to think, what about me? What about me? I deserve this and I deserve the other. Same way with the husband. He's tired of working, he's tired of doing this, that, and the other, and having feel like that all the time. It's everything's about the wife and the children. And so they begin to change their thought pattern. They begin to think about, it's my time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be done. And next thing you know, the family's divided. Instead of being obedient to parents, as the Bible said, and that you ought to honor your father and mother for children, children become demanders. They have to have this, and I've got to have this, and I've got to have the other. You don't love me if you don't give me all this. And if you don't make your life center completely around mine, you don't love me. And it's all about me. Nothing about them helping mom and dad. Nothing about them doing that. They get to be they're the main attraction. It's all about me. But if you're going to have a great Christian home, you're going to have a servant's heart. The word family, just quickly, the word family, think about the word family with me. First of all, he said, out of love you serve one another. To have a great family, there must be faithfulness. You have to be faithful. When our military personnel who were here went in, they were obligated to be faithful, to faithful to their responsibilities, faithful to their training, faithful to their comrades. The letter A speaks of affection. Out of love, serve one another, he said. And you ought to love your husband and wife. You'll love one another. In fact, the Bible says a husband ought to love love his wife as Christ loved the church. He gave himself for it to give his life in service, give his life in love. There ought to be love. The letter M. In the book of Philippians, it said this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being equal with God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the letter M in the word family makes me think of the mind of Christ. If every family member operated with the mind of Christ, I didn't come to be served. I didn't come to be ministered to. I came to minister. I want to love you. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. If a family has that relationship to where they're willing to serve one another, to be mindful of the needs of others, to think about what they need. The Bible said, let each prefer another more than himself. The Bible said, look not every man on his own thing, but also on the things of others. That's what it means. Have that mind of Christ in you. What can I do to help my mom and dad? What can I do to let them know how much I love them? What can I do to make them proud of me? What can I do to my wife to be a blessing to my husband, to my children? What can I do as a husband to be a blessing to my wife and to my children? Have the mind of Christ. Then the letter I thought about the word industry, work. Families don't just happen. It's a matter of work. It's a matter of working at it, giving yourself to it, laboring. We've got young men right now. Travis has just finished basic, and right now Andrew Benson is in basic. Man, that's work. I mean, that's a lot of work, and it's not the end. That'll be just the beginning of it. If they're going to be a good soldier, if they're going to be a good Marine, they're going to be a good airman or a good military army or Navy, whatever. If they're going to do that, it's going to be work. Not just in the basic training, but for the rest of their career, it'll be work. And if you're going to have a happy home, it's work involved in it. Not just the actual work, and that ought to be part of it. You know, when I was out in Wyoming, we were in a certain motel, and when I came out, there was a young man out there. It was early. He was trimming the shrubbery. I looked at him. I thought he was probably 14 or 15. As it turned out, he was 15. I mean, he was working like a horse. And some other guys, grown men around there working. And I spoke to him. I said, son, I appreciate what you're doing. You're helping. This is beautiful around here. And by the time the other man walked up, and he said, yeah, he's a good one. Said he works with me every morning. Then he goes down and he works at the fairground in the afternoon. And then he has to go to school and all that. He works two jobs and he goes to school. And I shook his hand. I said, young man, that's commendable. It's unusual to find young people who really know how to work and will work and willing to work. But if you're going to have a happy home, it involves labor, it involves industry, working hard. The letter L is loyalty. If you're going to have a happy home, if you're going to have, and military personnel, this is their part. They are loyal. They are loyal. They've made a commitment. They made a pledge when they came in and that they would be willing to be loyal, defend the Constitution, defend their comrades, defend this nation. Loyal. And then the letter M, letter Y, in the word family is the word yield. Yield. That means you yield yourself to Christ. Yield yourself to what he wants. To yield yourself completely to Christ means that you'll be a blessing in your home. Yield. I want to thank the Lord for our veterans. I said there's two things. I shared that with you. Two things. The first one was this. The word family, the root of it is servant. Servant. When people have a mind to serve one another, be a blessing to one another, you have a great home. But the other thing was this. I thought what I'd do is go through the Bible and find the perfect family and use that for illustration this morning. You know what I found? I didn't find one in the Bible. As close as I could find would be Zacharias and Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Of course, Mary and Joseph, mother of Jesus. But every other family I found had problems. There was either the wife messed up or the husband messed up or the kids messed up. I found in this Bible no what you'd call perfect families. And can I tell you what? You won't find a perfect family in the state of North Carolina. You won't find a perfect family in Johnson County. You won't find a perfect family in this church. But you can find great families. Every family has problems. Every family has failures. Every family has sorrow. Every family has trouble. But the difference between those in the Bible that I'd consider great families, not perfect family, but great families, was they all knew one thing. They knew there was a great God, and that made their family and their life great. I want to challenge you to do that. I want us to bow for just a moment of prayer. We're going to have our veterans to come. We're going to recognize our veterans. And after we recognize them, we want to show our appreciation to them, and we're going to have lunch together. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, I pray, God, you'd help us, our Father, to have great families. Our Father, we realize that there's only one perfect, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So every family will have problems. In every family, there'll be failures. In every family, there'll be heartache, there'll be sorrow. But Lord, we can have great families because we have a great God. We have a God who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we're able to ask or think. We have a God who can convict us of our sin and cause us, our Father, not only to confess and to ask your forgiveness, but you can move on our hearts to where we will confess and ask forgiveness of our family and be willing to serve and be a blessing to one another. And I thank you, our Father, for the many in the building this morning and the many, our Father, in the media audience and around this nation who were willing to serve this nation, many who knew Christ, many of those who loved you and they loved you and were faithful to you as serving you and serving their nation. But Father, for every veteran, we thank you this morning. Thank you for their family. And God, we ask your blessing on them. We know, our Father, that Cheryl's mentioned this morning, that so many of our veterans have come home, not all with physical wounds, but with so many other wounds that you can't see. And God, I would pray that, God, you'd grant them peace. I pray, God, that you would help them. Our Father, that they could have the peace and joy in their heart. Help them, our Father, Lord, to look to Christ and, Lord, to find in you their every need supplied. And again, this morning, Lord, we ask your blessing on all of our veterans, and we thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.